To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with...
Blake Howard.
And Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. What a beautiful free comic book day it is today.
What a weekend. I mean, yesterday it was May the 4th. Every Star Wars fan was out and about. They're having a major, like, thing happening at the powerhouse. And it's also free comic book day. It's geeky Christmas.
Geeky Christmas indeed. You got to love it. We're getting spoiled all over the place. Avengers Infinity War last week, free comics this week. Mm-hmm. What more can you want?
Well, it's heaps, apparently.
Heaps more. What more can I want? Everything else that
all
I want
the
because
thing.
I'm a geek.
Yeah.
And I cannot be satisfied completely. I must have more things.
But what is Free Comic Book Day for people who don't know?
So, guys, once a year, all of the comic book companies get involved to, you know, support the medium essentially and basically get you in with a special issue of some of your favorite titles or potentially sometimes a launched like a pre-launch title for a big comic book, and you sort of go in there, choose a couple of free comic books to sort of wet your whistle, if you like, and it happens internationally just to support the medium. And then, you know, for all the diehard comic book fans, it's awesome because it's more free comics as well as your usual regular weekly pickup if you're an obsessive like perhaps Soph and I. But otherwise, sometimes it's just like that kick in the pants that you need if you've fallen off the wagon of your obsession. So it's kind of that perfect mix of like free stuff, which is awesome, but the companies know that, you know, giving a little bit back to its loyal readers and potentially some new people means that there's going to be a lot of benefit of people maybe coming back next week to pay for some comics.
Indeed. And it's also just encouraging reading. Kids, go read. It's good for you.
Yes.
Reading is essential.
And look, some pictures too, right? There's some pictures there as well.
Totally. So today is the day. And if you're going to your free comic book, if you're going to your local comic book, they usually all have sales as well. So pick up some other titles while you're there. And people will be going crazy cosplaying. So if you have an outfit, wear it with pride.
Damn Skippy. And if you didn't get in there a couple of weeks ago to buy Action Comics 1000, the 1000th Superman comic, then you might be able to pick up some scraps because they did go very, 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 very quickly. I think there were 10 or so variant covers. I know a couple of madmen who got them all, but I just got the one. And yeah, you might be able to pick one of those up on there as well.
Good stuff. So what else are you going to try and pick up today, Blake?
Look, I'm going to just see what's across the board. I've fallen off a lot of runs recently, and I've been waiting. I've been sort of standing back. There's this beautiful series by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo called Dark Knight's Metal, which is sort of along the dark multiverse of the DCU. Has a whole bunch of characters in there. I have been holding myself back like Hannibal Lecter in that freaking stand-up thing with the metal across my face, not reading it because I really think I got to glance at a friend's copy and I just thought this thing is made for a trade paperback or a hardcover or eventually hopefully something like an absolute edition. So I'm going to go check out and see if all the Dark Knight's metal are there and if I can be swayed. That's that. Frustratingly so, if you know that one of my regular pickups is the Doomsday Clock, which you and I have both pretty much caught up with,
yeah,
that has now moved instead of a monthly to every 2 months, which is very annoying.
This is the thing. This is why I don't read monthlies. I wait until they're all in one trade because it's just disappointing when that happens. And it happens too often, especially at the two big comic book companies. They'll just be like, they overbook, their writers are overworked and so are their artists, and then things just fall off. It happens.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. But it's just like one of those things that was looking so promising. But if you guys have already read and, you know, I think today maybe is a good day to, especially while the sales are on, is to jump in and grab some Brian Michael Bendis stuff from his Marvel days, some of his sort of classic books, because he is coming to DC in a big bad way with a new series, a limited series, a 6-issue series called The Man of Steel, which came out of the back of Superman in Action Comics. So really looking forward to see what Bendis does in the DC universe to kick that off. And yeah, I'm just going to look around. There's so much great stuff going around in all the, you know, the different characters. I think, as I say to you, Soph, I still think that the Batman Detective Comics run is the best run in the Batman universe at the moment, and I've picked up all the trades, and I think we've shared those. Really strong run there. I'm looking for new stuff like that. But what about yourself? What's on high on your get list today for Free Comic Book Day?
So I'm a little behind, so I'm going to try and pick up some Brian K. Vaughan stuff. So Paper Girls and Saga, a few new volumes of that. So Saga's up to, I think, volume 8, volume 9 to come very shortly, but unfortunately not today. And the other one I want to pick up is Paper Girls. Heard some very fantastic things about that. So need to pick up me some Paper Girls and catch up on Rat Queens, which is a bit more adult, but also fun.
I love the title. I know nothing about it. You've sold me with Rat Queens. Speaking of comic book stuff, there is probably a good segue. Infinity War is now the fastest grossing film.
Oh my gosh!
Of all time, it's absolutely smashing things. It's outgrossed Justice League's entire run in $725 million in worldwide in just 6 days of its release.
Was it going to be that hard to beat Justice League, though? Let's be honest.
It's not hard, but it was never going to not win against Justice League. But the fact that it did it in 6 days is all the more of a knife turning. So no other real comic book geek properties and stuff are out at the movies this week. Everything has run screaming. We've got Deadpool 2 coming up, which also this week, a fantastic song from Celine Dion, a collaboration from Celine Dion, the diva of Canada.
Canada, who lives in Vegas and has like, what, a 20-year residency there? It's just still going fine.
Yeah, look, if you're not familiar, Vegas kind of like, if you remember in Space Jam when they say they're going to lock Michael Jordan in a park and make him play basketball all day, that's kind of what happens in Vegas to big stars like Britney Spears and Celine Dion. Except instead of them being chained there, they live in some palatial penthouse hotel overlooking the strip and get paid like $1 million a week to just stay there and have like tourists come in and see them every single week and just pack out shows. And so somewhere in amongst that busy schedule, Ryan Reynolds and the team at Deadpool 2 have convinced her to do a song for Deadpool 2 that is accompanied by a beautiful Deadpool in heels dancing and includes like a little coda where she says Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool to shut up Spider-Man, which is just absolutely fantastic. Aww. So that was another huge one this week. You know, Free Comic Book Day, Deadpool's the next thing coming along. Yeah. Another movie with a villain played by Josh Brolin, but this time without the CGI, just the only a whisker of CGI, not all CGI. No. So you get to see his face. But yeah, it's a Deadpool. It's just unfathomable. I don't actually know what's better. I don't know what I enjoy more, all the marketing or the actual movie, because they're both good.
They've been so good, and because this has been a really long lead in marketing, like. Started off with just that sneak peek of who is in the cast and, you know, Ryan Reynolds spelling out Domino's name in actual dominoes. And it's been really fun for the fans. And then when the first trailer came out with him pretending to paint and then like, oh, look at all this CGI. It's just been such a joy. I will miss it when the movie's out because it gives me so much joy as someone who also works in marketing. This is how you do a campaign.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's also, you know, if you get a chance, I'm not sure how many folks like subscribe. It's so worth it. Subscribe to the New York Times Online. There's a brilliant profile up of him, and he rarely does profiles as himself, Ryan Reynolds. it's often as Wade or Deadpool, but like he does a great profile about like how, you know, he sees Wade, you know, the Merc with the Mouth and Deadpool as his kind of like his alter ego. So he has the most fun being able to put the suit on and just, you know, step into this this character who, as much as we might like to think that it's Ryan Reynolds all day, every day, like he's quite an anxious dude in real life, according to the profile, and he has to really talk himself up. But like, that's why he loves it. Like, this is why he loves the character. It's because he just seems like he steps in those shoes and he's the guy. He's the guy who's got all the confidence and all the stuff. So really awesome stuff there.
So that's a couple of weeks away. And then the week after that, you have Uno.
Oh, Uno.
Solo.
Solo. Uno. We prefer Uno.
Uno.
And you have to say it in a sexy semi-Italian accent. But yeah, guys, look, Solo is coming out. Again, we're pretty spoiled this year with so much good geek stuff coming out all in the one sort of time. Deadpool 2, then Solo. Solo coming out, some big news this week. George Lucas swung by the Solo set, according to Ron Howard, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And Ron Howard said that they did a take, and he actually listened to George Lucas suggest something to be said, suggest something that Han should say in that scene, because it felt, you know, he thought of a potentially alternate and better version of how to get that information across, and he shot it. So really fascinating that George Lucas has got this still very close but sort of frustrated relationship on the edge of the Star Wars universe, this thing that he created, you know.
He's the godfather of it. He's never going to leave.
No, look, I mean, you can't deny that he definitely, you know, despite some of the execution and probably some of that tussle that he needs in his creative process to make things better, is undoubtedly this is his lore. Like, he knows the characters inside and out, and it's so cool that he's still sort of semi-involved without actually being involved, and other creatives can get in there. But yeah, really interesting, because, you know, the last one, I don't think he ever had that same relationship necessarily with JJ coming on and throwing out lines. JJ, you know, would have had his blessing and just taken it off, and same with Rian Johnson. But Ron Howard and him go way back to Willow, folks, if you remember.
What a time.
And look, American Graffiti, you know, George Lucas's first masterpiece. Ron Howard was the star of the movie. So, you know, they've gone back a long, 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 long time. But as far as even collaborating behind the scenes, was definitely that. So really cool to hear that there's a little bit of that, a little bit of George Lucas endorsement on this one. Hopefully that will quiet down some of those weirdo fans who are still saying that The Last Jedi is terrible. You're all idiots. So that's basically it on the news front this week of Geek.
Excellent. Well, Blake, I'll let you get back to shopping at your local comic book store. But if you are at Kinokuniya today, just be aware that, unfortunately, Marjorie Liu has had to drop out, so her conversation with former Gale of Geeks alumni Maria Lewis will be no more.
Oh,
so sad. Sucks.
And look, if you don't have cosplay, just wear your underpants on the outside of your jeans.
That too. Well, Blake, thanks for geeking out with us. We'll catch you next week.
See you, Soph. See you guys. Bye.
Bye. And don't forget to listen to our podcast. Yay.
Yay.